at Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. How do we deliver reliable energy and overcome unpredictable challenges? How do we get to net zero carbon emissions and ensure communities thrive? How do we deliver affordable energy today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Hello and welcome to The Quint. You are listening to News and Views, a podcast series where we introduce you to some of the greatest minds across different fields through in-depth interviews. अब इस एपिसोड के लिए हमने सोचा कि इंटरव्यू वगैरह तो ठीक है, बट शाहरुख खान की पठान मूवी रिलीज हुई है एंड इन आर ऑफिस वी थॉट दैट देर आर सो मैनी क्रेजी SRK फैंस एज देर आर एवरीवेयर एल्स इन द कंट्री. सो आई गॉट टुगेदर अ फ्यू ऑफ देम एंड वी डिसाइडेड टू टॉक अबाउट पठान, उसके स्पॉयलर, उसकी कुछ थियरीज, हाउ एक्साइटेड वर दे टू वॉच द फिल्म एंड ऑल्सो सम कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ फिल्म. इन आर पैनल टूडे वी हैव सौम्या लखानी, हिमांशी दहिया एंड वर्षा सिंह हु वर्क विद मी एट द क्विंट एंड वी हैड सम फन. लिसन इन. Hello and welcome to The Quint, and in this special podcast we are going to talk about
Pathan.
Pathan, and as we just clarified a while back, it's Pathan and not Pathan. Pathan. So thoda jitna bhi, and in general this is like a advisory to you all also, thoda apna wo poshness and South Delhi, South Bombay attitude leave it outside, because this is Pathan. I'm talking about the attitude.
Okay.
Because I could sense a lot of that in a lot of people. Pathan is so like down market.
Thodi wo sexist grounds enter.
No. I'm talking about people in general. There were a lot of people like Pathan is like not my kind of cinema and it's so aisa Pathan koi movie hoti hai. Dude, it's Shahrukh Khan.
It is Shahrukh Khan.
Yes. Okay. So talking about Shahrukh Khan, let us start with what is your relationship with Shahrukh Khan abhi tak, like in the past. Would you call yourself fans, like casual observers? Who do you want to start with?
Soumya.
typical 90s kid. Grew up in Delhi. Shahrukh grew up in Delhi. Shahrukh went to St. Columbus. And I went to St. Columbus for quizzes.
Wow.
Although it's a boys' school, but we used to go for quizzes there. So I'm a huge Shahrukh Khan fan. Okay. He went to Kirodi Mal College, I think, or Hindu.
He went to Hansraj.
Hansraj. DU. I went to DU. So, always looking for overlapping things. But I'm a big,
like
huge
unabashed.
SRK fan.
What are SRK ka wo club called?
Is there SRKians.
SRKians. Okay, nice. Yeah. So, member of the SRKian gang.
I'm a huge SRKian.
Okay.
And I think I watched pretty much most of his movies. I've seen them in the hall. And even now, more often than not, I listen to a lot of SRK film music, you know, and just the old stuff also. So like, Kabhi Haan, Kabhi Na, Dil Toh Pagal Hai.
Best movies.
The one SRK movie I don't like at all is actually Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. I can't stand that movie. And I watched it umpteen number of times, but I just cannot make peace with that film. And I don't, it's not because I find anything problematic. It's just that I thought it was a huge, like, I think once I grew up, I got over that film very quickly.
But then did you like SRK's work in that? Because that's like the
distinction. I like SRK's work in every ad also.
That
so
is my
not
mom's
the problem.
I recently rewatched Kuch Kuch Hota Hai and I realized I have memorized the screenplay. So I even know Choti Anjali's dialogues.
This is for me with Chak De India. There used to be a time where every day after coming from school, I used to watch Chak De India.
For me, that is My Name is Khan. Hands down.
For me, that is Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. Every single dialogue. If you watch the movie with me, I will just keep reciting all the dialogues throughout. Songs, music, dance steps, dialogues, kapde kya pehne the, expression kya tha.
Bachchan's thali ke saath ekdam welcoming.
What about you, Varsha?
So my mom is a huge SRK fan. Nice. So the
did
thing
she also go to St. Columbus?
No, she did not. But so every time, so my parents' favorite pastime is playing their Shadi Ka, you know,
album.
Video. And
every song is an SRK song.
Wow.
Every song is an SRK song. And even so, every time Kuch Kuch Hota Hai comes, or you know, the song comes, my mom always tells me that I was pregnant with you when I went to see this movie. So it's like very
I've
special.
I've heard a lot of stories like this.
Very special for her. That ways. And then yeah, I did watch a lot of movie, but the last Shah Rukh Khan movie I watched was Chennai Express, which is like in 2013. And then I watched another Shah Rukh movie after like a decade, which is Pathaan.
Interesting.
Which was...
You shall have some interesting thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like not a huge movie fan. Like I don't go to watch a lot of movies, but Shah Rukh Khan. So I had to.
What about you?
I don't have any interesting stories like these. I just, as long as I can remember, I've been a Shah Rukh fan. And I've always been surrounded by SRKians somehow. SRKians, however we pronounce
them. They're everywhere.
And also, like, I just love Shah Rukh on screen. Because he's just so distinct from other, you know, heroes or other leading actors his time and age. Like very different from a Salman Khan or an Aamir Khan. So in that sense, I think I really, really love him. And he's like kind of ruined the whole idea of romance for all of us. So I am one of those.
And also, you know, like Himanshi said about his screen presence, right? Even in a movie in which he has a very short role, like Sathya, right? Sathya is an out and out Vivek Oberoi Rani Mukherjee film, and I love Sathya. To me, Vivek Oberoi was like the next Shah Rukh Khan, to be honest, back then. That's all what all of us thought. I had posters of Vivek Oberoi. I was a huge Vivek Oberoi fan. And I thought he was the next SRK. But even in Sathya, the little scenes between Tabu and SRK.
Yeah.
Oh man, so beautiful. Like you remember those.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's just, he's so charismatic on screen. And like his interviews, right?
Yeah.
Like if you go through all the Coffee with Karan episodes, right? There are so many boring episodes, but any episode with SRK.
Yeah. The latest season, I think my favorite episode was Gauri, because there was like a phone call with Shah Rukh. I'm like,
that was literally
the best episode through. Through.
Is it there? Okay.
So they talk.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd give all the hampers to Shah Rukh. Le ja.
I'm such a big, huge SRK fan that when, sounds really strange, but you know, when SRK comments under Suhana Khan's Instagram photos, I will read those also. I'll be like, wow, what a cute papa he is.
He's a very good papa. Yeah. I think he's a very
good. All his Viral Bhayani airport walking and Aryan and everything. I consume a lot of SRK content.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
every time I see a video, it's been liked by Soumya already. So I know that.
Okay. So after all of this, I am not an SRK fan.
Oh my God.
Like I'm not a fan. I just like his films and I genuinely like him as an actor. Like all of the persona aside, his persona is really nice. Like, he was the first like cool actor that we saw. Before it became like aisa cool to be very really funny and witty and all of that. So Shah Rukh was the first guy ki, I was like, oh nice, I would like to watch him other than his movies. But I have always found him to be a very good actor, and because of that I really like look forward to his films and have been disappointed a lot.
Yeah.
But we are talking about Pathaan now. So kab dekhi?
First day, last show.
Second day, first show.
First day, fourth show.
Second day, last show. Okay, so matlab ek do din ka
hai.
And I want to start with how much, obviously we all know about the controversy that has been going, the boycott, wagera, wagera. How much of your decision to watch the film was based on that? I won't even ask Soumya that question, because even if it was like an indie film on Netflix, you would have watched it, I'm guessing. So how much of all of this was like...
For me, it was 90%, because as I said, I don't watch a lot of movies. So I had to go there. So like on the second day, the movie...
Chennai Express mein kya?
Yeah, because my parents took me na to watch Chennai Express. It was like a good movie that kids should watch, like fun and all.
No.
It was fun.
No.
It was fun.
It's also 10 years ago, I think.
I think it hasn't aged the best. Yeah. And then on second day, the movie made around 70 crores or something. Yeah. So I contributed 500 in that. I'm happy about that. I had to.
My story is something similar, because like true story, more than Pathan, I was actually excited for Gandhi Godse. Because it was the, not because yeah, of any political release? Leanings, but it's because it was the comeback of Rajkumar Santoshi. And I'm I've looked forward to his work. But after that whole hype of that, I saw the whole film in my stories and mentions and all. Because har banda kuch na kuch kuch na kuch dal raha tha. I'm like, and I usually don't like, check out films for the hype, but this was that one time I'm like, dekhna hi padega. So the same day, 22nd ko raat ko jaake,
but I think, you know, also with Pathan, even if you know what the story is, exactly. even if you've seen all the spoilers, it still won't, you know, spoil your experience, so to say. Because it is a film made for the big screen. So even you know Salman's going to be there in the film. You've seen like bits and pieces.
So I have to like interject and say that this is going to be a spoiler filled thing. Matlab, and you have seen Pathan, I'm going to assume. So, please proceed with caution if you haven't.
In my case, I'll tell you what happened was that I would have anyway watched Pathan in the hall. There is no doubt about it. I would have 100% watched Pathan. I would have watched Pathan for sure. But my decision to watch it on day one was because there was so much hype around it. And also because I was like, यार कोई बता देगा क्या होता है पिक्चर में स्पॉयलर्स आ जाएंगे तो मैंने ट्विटर पे जाके हैशटैग पठान को म्यूट कर दिया
और यू कैन डू दैट
या यू कैन सो आई हैव डन दैट विद सक्सेशन वर्डल एंड पठान थ्री दिस थिंग
वेरी लाइक क्वाइट अ रेंज
क्वाइट अ रेंज
सो आई वाज वेरी nervous throughout the day, so I reached the wrong cinema hall, for instance. Yeah, I had a stomach ache throughout the day. I was very anxious. I couldn't concentrate on work. I was jittery because I was like, mujhe kahin se koi galti se spoiler na pata chal jaye. And also the joy of watching SRK on screen after almost half a decade, four and a half years.
Last was Zero, I think.
Zero, Fan, ye sab maine dekha tha.
Zero even I saw like
yeah. Zero I watched, Fan I'd watched, but after watching him on screen after so long, I was so nervous. Like it's almost like my money was invested in the film, you know? And I didn't wait for anybody. I was like, my parents were like, oh, we'll go 3 days later. My friend is like, okay, we'll go 3 days later. I said, God, no. I will go watch it alone if I have to. Yeah. But I'm not waiting
but
for people
entry,
for 2 days.
Dude, that entry. Yeah. Let's talk about it. What was, matlab?
यार मेरे को ना SRK की दो एंट्रीज बहुत पसंद है एक तो दिल तो पागल है जब वो गाने के बीच में आता है लग गई दैट एंट्री एंड आई लव दिस एंट्री बिकॉज बोथ वाज सो ड्रामेटिक एंड यू आर एट द एज ऑफ योर सीट एंड बोथ वन लाइक ऑब्वियसली इट्स अ डांस नंबर एंड यू नो ही इज रनिंग लेट इन दिल तो पागल है and the other one was Pathan ka entry. I thought
this, I think also because he's not been on screen for
exactly
4 years.
This was Pathan's entry and Shah Rukh's entry.
Correct. So Pathan, I think, I mean, we'll come to the story and everything later, I guess.
Yeah, I think these guys are already.
Pathan, I think I watched it just for Shah Rukh Khan. Yeah. I wasn't expecting ki, you know, there'd be a certain story or bahut hi aise thrilling koi picture hogi. But I watched it for Shah Rukh Khan and I think he didn't disappoint.
Have you guys seen any previous movies of this spy universe?
No.
I watched Tiger, no. Tigers in the Eye. I watched War also,
I have seen... For some reason, I've only seen the Girish Karnadke parts in Ekta Tiger. I haven't seen Tigers in that. I saw War, but I don't remember any of it.
I've not watched any. I'm not a spy action film person. It's not my genre at all. I had no interest in watching it. I don't think anyone else comes up with an action movie, I'll watch it.
Yeah, this was like out and out Shah Rukh.
Yeah. I don't think any of us went for anything else except Shah Rukh, but we really came back lusting for John. So, you know,
that background score, oh my God.
Rock wala theme when he's beating up the guys in the first
Not that he's very good with acting or anything.
But John was great.
John was better than his other films.
Yeah, he was better than the other films, but I think the surround sound around John made him so powerful. In the film.
Spoiler again, by the way, for people. But you know, in the last scene, after the
Jhume
Le Pathan wala scene that he has with Salman, and he's like, "Arey, mere lower back." And
That was so beautiful, man. And the decision to have that scene where you see two guys, obviously, you guys know Salman Khan and Shah Rukh. Yeah. And have them talk about, you know, aging.
And bachon se nahi hoga.
I think it is also, it is also them owning up to and flaunting their superstardom.
Yeah.
Because
which they should.
I mean, which they should, of course. Yeah. But it's not seen before so much in Bollywood, at least.
Salman akele mein karta tha, but... with Shahrukh, that gravitas is something else.
Yeah, correct.
It's just both them together to a whole different level, right? Yeah.
Other than Shahrukh, what are some things
Deepika
that
is there, like? Who's great. Great.
And also, and like, I think acting,
and the action scenes, oh my God.
Wow. Man, the last time I had a woman crush was Aishwarya Rai for Kajrare. And like, that was Bunty or Bubbly. And now when I looked at Deepika, I was like, man, you goddess, you're so stunning. You're so stunning.
Also, because you brought up like other Spyverse movies, I think Deepika's character among all of the women in the, this entire Yashraj Spyverse
is the best
is
written,
the best written most sketched out. 100%. And like, I mean, better than say a Katrina in a Tiger or I mean, War Mein
Dil. War Mein Kaun Tha. Who's there in War?
This one.
I remember Shuddh Desi Romance Vani. Vani Kapoor.
But her character, like, she, I think, okay, not think giving war spoilers.
Dimple Kapadia is so
good.
I really like her.
Dimple Kapadia, I'm in love with her. Tenet, then Brahmastra, then now.
My favorite Dimple Kapadia scene from Pathan, sorry, spoilers, is
you don't have to do that.
When she's in the lab. And she's like, shut the lab, shut the lab, shut the lab. And I was like, man, this woman really needs to just, you know, just make a separate movie on her. Somebody make her like
please, Spy Universe wale logo. Please start making movies about all of these chote chote characters. Because Dimple Kapadia in a standalone film will be kick-ass.
Bomb. Yeah. I'll go for that. Yeah. For sure.
Yes. A lot has been said since the film released about the fact that it is just a Shah Rukh show, right? And if it would have been any other person, koi aur agar maan lo Tiger Shroff hota, to it wouldn't have worked as well. Do you guys agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, because that's a given.
Ideally, there is no, the story isn't great. I mean, there is no logic. Yeah. Most of, like, more often than not, it defies physics. So,
the story doesn't make sense, but
so, you talk about the story not making sense. Why do you, like, say that? What parts of the story?
Because there are things like, you know, John trying to pull these two helicopters by standing in the middle. Doesn't make sense at all.
But that's the genre, right?
And that's John. The genre. That's John. John, he has lifted bikes. He has done that table split.
But also, I don't think there's anything new in the story. We've seen this India, Pakistan, and like now, of course, there's Afghanistan and Russia, and also there's like a whole geopolitical mess.
And COVID. And
COVID.
Smallpox.
It's not COVID. It's smallpox.
It's mutated
smallpox. Oh my God.
I think one of the best dialogues were kacche ande ke nahi toote hue ande ke chhilke.
Ashutosh Rana was also
so good. Yeah. I mean, but then Ashutosh Rana, what do you expect? He is, he left any scene he's in.
So, do you think that Pathaan as a film is something that a non-Shah Rukh fan would enjoy on an OTT?
What is a non-Shah Rukh fan? Who are these
people? Do they exist?
We don't know who these people are. Who doesn't like SRK? Anyone who doesn't like SRK, red flag. And I think even non-SRK fans are enjoying it. And I also have to say that I think a lot of people are also going for the film, even though they maybe did not want to, because they want to understand what's happening in halls. Yeah. People are dancing, people are singing, CTR are playing, hooting is happening.
Especially during that last song, it was a riot.
You know, I think because last time a Shah Rukh film came was Zero, and a lot has changed after Zero, right? Yeah. A lot of things happened in his personal life, and it was like, of course, all of us watched.
Followed.
And so many people have come to me personally and said, okay, we weren't Shah Rukh fans, but whatever happened in these 4 years, we saw and we felt like, okay, you know, why not just go to the theater and in a show of support or whatever.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. You enter the cinema hall and there is this, you know, this excitement. I remember on the day Pathaan released, I was in office. A lot of us were in office that day. And we were standing niche at the chai ka stall and people are talking about Pathaan.
Yeah,
we're in the lift.
Tweet,
We're in the lift, people are talking about Pathaan.
At WhatsApp home, groups.
People are talking about Pathaan. Yeah. WhatsApp groups, people are talking about Pathaan. Having lunch in the pantry, people are talking about Pathaan. There was so much Pathaan the first 3-4 days that, you know, and you when you enter the cinema hall, there's a bheed. You know, then you start watching entry scene, तालियां बज रही हैं. Deepika आई, तालियां बज रही हैं. एक तोड़ dialogue मार दिया, शाहरुख ने, तालियां बज रही
हैं. Yes, yes.
So it was so
I saw
much.
तालियां during the बेशरम रंग वाला scene.
When the saffron actually made the cut. Yeah. Oh my god.
This is so मतलब giving it back.
Also,
to
one of the reasons it won't, it's not an OTT movie is because I think there are pauses after every dialogue for people to hoot.
Yes.
So you know when शाहरुख says something, there's like a 5-second pause. Which people, if they're watching it at home, they would find it very weird that why is there a pause?
Going back to why it won't work on OTT, when the two songs released, I was initially very disappointed. I hate Jhumere Pathan's song so much.
But I think because the songs were also made for the big screen and for people to watch them in context.
And dance there.
Jhumere Pathan, when I heard, before I was like, ये कैसा गाना है?
But I hate the beat, like when the beat drops, you're like, what the? What is this?
On Wednesday, when the film released, obviously everybody knows. I mean, people in newsrooms have meetings in the morning, so we had our morning meeting. As soon as the meeting got over, I was in bed and I plugged on my speaker and I played Jhumere Pathan. I went from one room to the other with the speaker saying, today is SRK day, and you know,
happy SRK.
It really, it took a while, but I think the songs are just fantastic. Mujhe to bade maze aaye. Aur sir, do hi gaane.
Do hi gaane.
Yeah, they're just two songs.
Just nice. I mean, there are only two songs.
And then there's the background music with John and Shaila.
I want to know who did that. And I just like... No, that and there was like this really nice rock theme that was playing when he was beating up guys. Beautiful.
Very nice.
Now, let us talk about some aspects that we didn't quite like about the film.
Oh.
Were there any?
The only problem that I had with the film was that at some time in the film, I thought Todi Beach was slow ho gaya, pace. Yeah. Like in the first half, there were moments. And also the flashback in some places was not very clear. Ki tum kitne saal pehle flashback kare ho? Ek do jagah pe, I felt that was a little bit jarring. Also, I thought the beginning scenes, the first scene of the film, much before SRK comes on screen, I actually thought ki hall walon ne picture beech se shuru kar di hai.
Yeah, same.
I was like, what is Rivoli doing? Yeah. You know, it took me a minute and a half to be like, oh, achha, okay, this is the starting of the film. It's coming back to where we started this podcast, people are going to watch the film because of Shah Rukh, and that is where it really ends.
Yeah.
So, technicalities and all, of course, I agree, but...
What about the people who haven't watched it in the theatre?
Too bad for them.
Yeah.
Too bad.
You should just book your tickets right now and please go and watch it.
Anybody who's not an SRK fan is
it's an only SRK fan and theatre ka movie, right?
Yeah. I mean, if this comes on OTT, I don't think I'll watch it. My plan is that this week I have to go watch it again, like a second round. Because now I'm just like, why not? One more time. But if TV, Amazon, Netflix, I won't see it. Then it's a big screen experience, And cinema halls are such magical places unless there are children crying. But it's such a magical
place. There were a few children crying in my theater.
So that did not happen in the theater I went to. Nobody danced. Yeah, people were...
Nobody danced.
No.
Not even Jhumere Pathan.
There was a person sitting in our row.
California.
Okay, guys, listen to this part. There was a person sitting in the same row as us. We were four of us. And by the end of it, he made our ears bleed. Because he was shouting, Pathan Meri Jaan, after every dialogue. Okay. Everything. Oh my god. Like, Shah Rukh appears on screen and he's like, Pathan Meri Jaan. After a point, everybody in the theater had to shout at him and tell him, ki bhai, tu hame dialogue sunne dega ya nahi?
So the thing is, even if I'm not a very big fan of Shah Rukh Khan, I really like watching films in theater. So I have done some of that.
So this just reminded me of something. So the guy who was sitting right behind us, my friend and I think he was a Salman Khan fan because the entire movie
he kept going.
And when Salman came, he's like, "Bhai, aa gaya, bhai, aa gaya."
Yes.
So
like, "Bhai, aa gaya, bhai, meri jaan."
Kept screaming the entire film.
And even during the "Kisi ka bhai, kisi ki jaan" trailer,
isn't it playing on your place?
It did.
Hum popcorn khareed rahe
the. That trailer is again just a. I don't know, Salman Khan doing some action. That is it.
Yeah, like I would not watch any of those films.
Like I said, right? 4 years ka gap. So there are diehard SRK fans who are waiting for him to come back. Then whatever happened in these 4 years, there are some new people. There's a new fandom that, you know, SRK has become some sort of a cultural icon.
And watching Pathan sort of became like a sign of solidarity.
Yeah.
Against
like majorly, a lot of people went just because of the whole boycott thing.
I have my differences with that opinion actually.
Because a lot of people went for that. They were like...
Do you all know anybody personally who went?
No, thank God. I don't have such people in my life.
I think everybody...
No, no, not people who boycotted. People who went there just to, you know, show it, give it back to the...
She did, I think.
Like 80% of it, yes. Because I don't usually go to watch movies. Yeah. For this, I did.
One thing that Pathan has actually done is that before Pathan, there was a lot of chatter around how powerful the whole trolling system has become.
Yeah.
They got a Lal Singh Chadda to flop, or they got like a Brahmastra to flop. It wasn't
Brahmastra, I think, was that first chota dent.
Yeah.
But then, Pathan,
Pathan kind of just burst that myth. If people want to go and watch a film, if you're able to tap into the right kind of audience, then I mean people will go and watch it. Yeah.
And there were no major promotions also.
Literally blogger ki tara ask me.
I thought that was the best decision.
Did you ask any questions?
No, I didn't. I'm not. My thing is no. I am, and I have questions, and I'll tell people ki ye sawal puchlo, ye puchlo. But honestly, I'm one of those people who, if I see SRK somewhere, I will not go up to him and ask him for a selfie because I will melt. If he answers a question that I ask him, I will melt.
You'll frame get a screenshot and then frame it.
I will melt. So I don't do any of that. But also, his
please, guys, make this video reach Shah Rukh Khan anyhow.
Please.
So that he can say, hi, Soumya.
Okay, wait. Excuse me. What have we?
Hi, Soumya and Himanshi and Varsha and Prateek.
No, but hi, Soumya separately.
Soumya pehle, haan, alag se.
That's
okay, no, as but long as I get a hi.
Also, his Twitter responses are so much fun. You know, and you know, people are posting photos and videos of, dekho, humne hall mein kitna dance kiya, ye kiya, wo kiya. And he's saying, thank you guys so much. Be safe, you know? Like, there is, like, he's not one of those people like, wow, bade maze aa gaye, bade maze aa gaye. No, he's saying, ki bhai, thoda dhyan se karo, kisi ko chot na lag jaye, ye na ho jaye, wagaira. And his answers are super fun. He's so witty.
I have a genuine question then.
Yeah.
Why is he hated so much then? So disproportionately.
You don't
as
know
compared
why people
to,
hate him.
I don't want to say it out loud, but. But no, why do you think? He's so, matlab mujhe lagta hai, this is my opinion, that Shah Rukh Khan gets it harder than other actors, be it Aamir Khan or anybody else, because ek to itne time se ho raha, I almost have pity for him, because he
sometimes when I feel bad,
like, he doesn't say a lot, he doesn't give a lot of interviews. Pichle kuch saalon mein, be it the Aryan Khan wala case, be it the films actually flopping and them being bad.
Yeah.
But why are we targeting him so much? Matlab,
I mean, no.
Because clearly, the guy is doing nothing other than spreading love, I would say.
I think there are 2-3 angles to this. One, of course, the unspoken thing in this room. But Muslim actor, superstar, married to a Hindu woman, you know, the top of his career pretty much throughout, from whenever his films also tank, it's not like the SRK share of love goes down. Yeah. So one is that. Two, of course, this radicalization that we've been seeing that has existed forever, no matter how much we try and make it seem like it's a post-2014 thing.
Yeah,
but the radicalization
even 2611 ke time pe,
exactly.
There
so there were people who were always after him. So that has existed. His religious identity is something that irks a lot of people. Yeah. No doubt about it. Not just his religious identity, he's also his very, very secular, you know, the fact that he's a secular person.
But then
person.
Why not an Aamir? Not to say that Aamir ke saath bhi hona chahiye, but
no, Aamir, but Aamir gets his, no, you know, it's to do with stardom.
Jabki, kaide se agar, if I want to think like a, you know, troll myself, उंगली ज्यादा आमिर खान ने की थी एक टाइम पे
बाय सेइंग स्टफ लाइक
शाहरुख
It's no, honestly, if you go, trust me, because as journalists, we've all seen that, right? So, Aamir ke against me, there's just so much propaganda online, and it's filthy. It's really, really stuff that you don't want to read, that disturbs you when you read it. So,
about his daughter, about his ex-wives, you know, there is.
It's just about, like, I mean, right now, because it's all about Shah Rukh and, you know, social media is flooded with all of that stuff. So, I think Shah Rukh is on the top of our minds.
I have a theory that. Shah Rukh gets it worse because the women love him.
Maybe.
I mean, women also love Salman Khan, so
not that much.
No, Shah Rukh is the.
I think maybe he's like that because I have seen this. Usually, straight men they do have a problem with a person if women love him way too much. I mean, people make fun of BTS for no reason. I'm not a BTS fan, but I've seen men making fun of BTS just because.
And that whole huge like masculine and patriarchal idea, it. वो शाहरुख के सामने एकदम वो the worst side of it comes out.
Also the thing is also that you know
and then combined with him being a Muslim.
The other reason is also that you know SRK if you the idea sort of that exists is that attacking SRK is sort of attacking the secular fabric of the country. How you know SRK is religion agnostic for his fans. It doesn't matter. Blah blah. All of that. Also, just riling up that SRK fandom, you know, and the fact that in the case of Pathan, it really backfired, right? Like, the film is doing so well. Thank you, Boycott Gang.
Yeah. And now, actually, I have my doubts if it was actually the boycott trends which got Lal Singh Chadda to flop. Because I think the film itself wasn't.
The film wasn't a theatrical experience.
Correct. So, it wasn't for an audience like this, right? To get people to the theater.
How biased can you be when it comes to Shah Rukh? Okay.
I hated.
Have you dated a guy called Shah Rukh?
No. What are the chances?
Neither have I.
No, but how biased I can be? No. See, the thing is, a lot of his films are just complete trash. Like, I think his worst film is When Harry Met Sejal. There is a song in the film. Let me just remember. No. Yaade. Okay, and there is that song, and I think it's mostly picturized on Anushka. And I just. Like started crying when that song played, you know, and it was so beautiful that even from a very bad 0/10 SRK film, I came back with a great song after, like, it released in 2017, and like till date there are like once a month I will be like acha chalo aaj yaad sunte hain, you know. So even from a very bad SRK film there's always something.
But I think Happy New Year was worse than Harry Met Sejal.
I think Happy New Year was worse, but Harry Met Sejal was disappointing.
Yeah, because it was SRK and Imtiaz Ali.
And the trailer was there. ठीक ठाक लग रहा था, रूमी वूमी तक चली गई थी बात. But
also, but talking about Pathan, just came in my.
We actually were talking about Shah Rukh.
I don't think Jim is dead.
Oh, so you do you want to go there? Yes, theories.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
let's go into theories.
I don't think Jim is dead.
So also, there is this theory in.
There is a dialogue in the movie where Jim says that, you know, main tab marunga jab tum log mere funeral par aoge. Or maybe he has a tattoo or something like that which says that.
Also, he's Raktbeet, so wherever he dies, another one grows. And also, in general, there is a theory in writing that unless you see the body, you don't believe that somebody is dead. So
I don't.
And these guys are like superhumans flying around and all of that. I mean, what is a fall from a cliff?
Before this, they did think Jim was dead, but he was not. So I think that will happen again. Yeah.
I'm very happy to see John Abraham again.
Yeah, he'll come back and he'll be like, yeah, ab to main India aur Pakistan dono ke liye mar chuka hu, but I'm here.
What if it is that? ये वाला रिवील एट द एंड की इट इज सम अदर एक्ट मतलब दे विल से कि जिम इज अलाइव इट विल बी सम यू नो विक्की कौशल और अर्जुन रामपाल टाइप एक्टर एंड एट द एंड इट विल बी
इट हैज टू बी
अनदर थ्योरी दैट आई वांट टू टॉक अबाउट आफ्टर हर क्यू and it's actually a theory given by a friend of mine. He's actually also a friend of the Quint. His name is Akib.
Oh, I thought Shah Rukh. I know, oh my god.
So he's actually ARK, Akib Raza Khan. He's a very big fan of Shah Rukh. And he says that Dimple Kapadia actually works for Outfit X.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. I just want to see the next SRK film.
Will you watch Jawan?
Yeah,
you
too.
Yeah.
Don't she'll watch Pathan again this week? Who are you asking?
I think now the only thing is now we know that Pathan is done. I'll go back for it again, of course. And then Jawan will come and then Donkey will come.
Jawan, I'm not
I just want to know
about
what he's signing after this. Yeah. And I really think, you know, your Vasan Bala, Anurag Kashyap, Dibakar Banerjee, Vishal Bhardwaj.
But I think there will be like a Dood Ka Jala wala situation because the last time he did stuff like Fan and Zero and all, bahut pita tha.
Yeah, he has actually tried experimenting with like, Vishal Bhardwaj film would be stellar. Like what he did with Saif Ali Khan.
Apart from movies, I really want like a good Shah Rukh series. I hope that happens. I don't think, honestly,
no disrespect again. I don't think any OTT can afford Shah Rukh right now.
I mean, afford in the sense
Mala,
like,
afford scale accommodate, wise. Yeah.
Accommodate.
Paise zyada le lo humse mahine ke. Yaar, hum de denge tum picture.
Not money wise. It's just like bringing Shah Rukh to the small screen.
Okay.
Mala, he's done TV, but.
Back in the day. Yeah. Nice. So nice podcast about Pathan slash Shah Rukh Khan.
About Shah Rukh Khan.
I think it's anonymous now.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot. Let us know if you like this.
Shah Rukh call Soumya. Like.
Shah Rukh Khan, if you want internship under Soumya, just text her saying I'm Shah Rukh Khan. I know Shah Rukh Khan. Okay. Would you give somebody an internship or a job? If they say ki main tumhe Shah Rukh Khan se milwa
sakta. On camera, no. Off camera, no.
Off camera, no.
No.
CV ko thoda to wo milega nahi
nahi I mean sure I'll look at it for a minute yaar. Longer
fir kaisi fan
no
if SRK wants to intern at the Quint sure
you know yeah. What to do okay thanks a lot guys I'll thank see you in the next one
and that was this episode of News and Views with Soumya Himanshi Varsha and me and essentially Shah Rukh Khan was the fifth shadow member of our podcast because sari baatein usi ke bare mein ho rahi thi but yeah tell us if you like this podcast tell us if you liked Pathan tell us what do you expect from Shah Rukh Khan in the future and just chat with us humme maza aayega tumhare responses sunne mein follow us on Instagram @thequint and tell us what you want us to talk about next week News and Views is a Quint original podcast executive produced by Shelly Walia and Ritu Kapoor This episode was hosted and produced by Prateek Lidhu with Soumya Lakhani, Himanshi Dahiya and Varsha Singh. The episode uses theme music from BMG Production Music. You were listening to The Quint's podcast.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.